Hi, this is Paulinger of PainScience.com, and this is the Pain Sci Updates podcast. Today's post is about AMG-0103, which rescued some spinal discs in a preliminary drug trial. A year of back pain relief and regeneration from a single injection. It's very interesting stuff. So this small new study is a really big early win with a new kind of medication for back pain and probably not just back pain. For now, it's known as AMG-0103, a working title for this mouthful of a molecule, NF-kappa-B oligonucleotide decoy. Its goal is to inhibit inflammation-powered tissue degeneration by interfering with an immune system pathway further upstream than other drugs. It is, quote, a therapy that simultaneously targets specific actions of multiple key cytokines. In other words, the idea of this drug is that it's not just a pain blocker, it's a pain solver that reduces the stubborn inflammation that may be the root of many problems, or at least closer to the root. To test that principle, the researchers gave an intradiscal injection of AMG-0103 to 25 patients with presumed discogenic low back pain, right into the gooey nucleus of degenerated spinal discs. The lucky recipients felt quite a lot better. They felt a whopping 77% average reduction in back pain, and a median reduction of just shy of, don't see this number very often in this business, 100%. By contrast, the placebo group only managed a 40% average reduction. These results, and this is where it starts to get even more amazing, lasted for at least a year from a single injection. Just one. But wait, there's more. The pain reduction was probably persistent because their inner vertebral discs actually regenerated. They got measurably thicker as the weeks went by. So they didn't just feel better, they were better. This isn't regenerative medicine per se. It's probably just solving a problem that was blocking normal healing, but it might as well be. It is functionally regenerative, which is very cool. So what could possibly go wrong? Let's talk about safety. It's certainly reasonable to be concerned about a drug that works by suppressing some immune function. Of course, all inflammation is immune function. So when you get rid of inflammation, you're getting rid of something that the immune system is up to. So with great power and all that, AMG-0103 fights inflammation, but it is not immunosuppressive in the usual sense. It's too precise, both physiologically and anatomically. It modulates inflammation in a specific spot, in a specific way, mainly interfering with tissue catabolism. Stop dismantling that is basically the effect, such that tissue gets shored up instead of broken down, which is literally the opposite of the ugly trade-off that we see with steroid injections, which ease the pain, maybe, not always, but sometimes, at the expense of being downright corrosive to tissues. Steroid injections are broadly immunosuppressive. They may be localized, but they are broadly immunosuppressive, whereas AMG-0103 is both localized to the site of an injection and the tissues just around where the medication is injected, but also limited in terms of its physiological effect. The study was looking for signs of immune-related dysfunction, but found none. In fact, the only adverse event reported was one case of brief mild nausea. Quote, throughout the one-year follow-up, patients did not experience clinically relevant organ dysfunction or neurologic complications at any of the three therapeutic doses delivered. Some local adverse effects can't be ruled out yet, but so far, the safety profile looks just as promising as the efficacy. So this is preliminary, yes, but it's such a good kind of preliminary. The glaring caveat is that this was a tiny study of just a handful of ideal subjects in a phase 1b study, which is an early clinical trial exploring both safety and efficacy on a small scale. 1b trials are for subjects with a relevant condition that actually needs treating, having previously established safety and tolerability in totally healthy volunteers, which is a 1a trial. The 1Bs are the first trial in the process that can be taken seriously as promising. But they also can't be more than that. They're not big enough, so clinically proven is still miles away at the end of even the very best 1B. But they can be more or less promising depending on the effect size, and this effect size was bonkers. This was not just clinically significant, it was clinically dramatic. And a successful 1B for AMG-0103 also constitutes a valuable proof of concept. The mechanism of action is based on a solid and important hypothesis about the nature of the beast. Exactly the kind of thing that we generally want to see in pain science, but we rarely have. The result was highly plausible and specific, which really protects the dramatic results from being dismissed as too good to be true. So this trial's strong results are good news in principle, even if there is some clinical deal-breaker for AMG-0103 yet to be identified. It provides good support for the hypothesis that back pain is a lot more about biochemistry than the traditional biomechanical scapegoats or the more progressive and fashionable biopsychosocial scapegoats. Most care for chronic somatic pain is based on mechanical and or psychosocial ideas about how pain works. A little more about each of those. The biomechanical paradigm, or what I call structuralism, puts too much emphasis on the role of things like dysfunctional posture, movement, and anatomy. For instance, short legs that actually aren't short enough to cause a problem. And the biopsychosocial paradigm is based on the hypothesis that much persistent pain is often a problem with pain itself, or nociplastic pain, which gets entrenched and amplified by psychology, perception, and cautious movement. Neither of these paradigms is useless, of course, but both can and have been strongly criticized for barking up the wrong trees and for neglecting the huge role of pathophysiology, for only paying lip service to the bio, because there isn't much common sense to be found in that direction, and also because neither paradigm can really do much about it. Pathophysiological problems are mostly going to be solved by scientists, not body mechanics. The success of AMG-0103 in this trial supports the idea that the right tree to bark up is the pathophysiology tree. A great deal of chronic pain is probably mostly a function of chronic inflammation, and the challenge is to figure out how to stop it without shutting down the whole immune system. So I am not excited about this, but I'm certainly intrigued. I haven't been truly excited about anything in this field for 20 years, and I'm not starting today. AMG-0103 is cool, but getting excited about it would be like getting excited about a half-baked loaf of bread. It's just not ready. Of course, more study is needed, as for practically anything that isn't rank quackery. But I am certainly happy to report a strikingly positive trial result with a truly noteworthy effect size and meaningful implications for how a very common kind of pain actually works. And this trial is that. So I'm happy to report it. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.